This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
You know, everybody has their own MBA speak, and our MBA speak is a pretty simple one. When it all boils down, we're really just helping people to have operational improvements based upon customer involvement. Let's listen to the customers, and let's fix where we're messing up, and let's celebrate where we're doing well. And that's really the heart of what we do.
This is Brad Baldwin. I'm here today at Mindshare Technologies with Richard Hanks. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brad.
Before we get started, I think the most I've heard about you is your former role, an executive role at Marriott. Tell us a little bit about you. Introduce yourself, Richard, and sure. Tell us about your career.
Spent some time with Pricewaterhouse and PepsiCo. We worked for Frito-Lay. And then we went to Marriott for 13 years. Started at Marriott in the late 80s and spent, I guess I was there till 2002, was it? Maybe 2001. Decided that I'd had enough of the big corporation and scene and wanted to try being an entrepreneur all my life, really. And right about then was when things were hot with the .com.
Oh, the .coms.
/.com/.bomb. We raised $20 million and moved back to Salt Lake and started a little company called myassociation.com, and eventually we dropped the .com and then we changed the name, found out that dog wouldn't hunt. We had a pretty good model going, and then September 11th happened, so we started this little company over here. My time at Marriott was great. I spent a lot of time doing a lot of fun things, traveling the world.
What kind of roles did you hold there?
Started out as a strategy guy in marketing strategy, and then I moved over time through what's called revenue management, which is the reason that you pay a lot if you're wearing a suit, and you pay a little if you're wearing Bermuda shorts when you go to a hotel.
Doggone you. There'll be lots of listeners this podcast.
So anybody's listening to me, I promise it's a necessary evil in the concepts of supply and demand. Had a lot of fun with that. We really built a lot of fun things at Marriott and really revolutionized the way that the hotel industry priced. And then I spent a long time working in marketing strategy, and then eventually became the head of sales and marketing for Marriott. And after about 6 years of that, like I said, there are four guys ahead of me in the company, and none of them were going anywhere. They're all in their mid-40s. And
your last name is Hanks.
Yeah, my last name's not Marriott. It was a little bit of a problem. So, but at the same time, I also wanted to, give this a go and try, kind of did the big thing, wanted to try some of the little stuff. So moved back to Salt Lake in 2000, and really, it's just been fun ever since. I spent some time working with UEDA, and when I first got back here, so I got a good lay of the land on little companies and the way that money is raised in this state, and started this one. And this has been a fun little gig. We've just
so let's talk about Mindshare for a minute. When did you start? Tell me a little bit about the background of the forming of the company.
Sure. Well, one of the reasons for even talking about the history a little bit is because seven or eight of the guys from our last company are all here. This company was started in early in 2002 as our other company was shutting down. And John Sperry, my partner, he's the CEO and I'm the president/chairman. He likes to call himself the creamy filling in the middle of the Oreo cookie and the chocolate. So I'm his boss. He's my boss. Anyway, John, we sold the last company, and John hooked up with a couple of guys that had a great idea. And their idea was, why don't we take mystery shopping? Most industries do some form of mystery shopping, and that's where someone is a secret shopper and pretends to be a patron of your restaurant or your retail store or your hair salon or whatever. And they come in and they basically, do an evaluation of how well you're performing your service. So John and these other fellows decided, if we can do this one at a time, these lengthy mystery shops, why don't we automate the whole thing? We'll have automated questions, pre-recorded questions, and we'll provide instantaneous feedback. So the company got off the ground in early 2002 and was incorporated in November.
And given your background at Marriott, it seems like even though you did this other startup, this has to be something you're somewhat familiar with, because you always wanted to get feedback about what customers are thinking about their stays. And
yeah, one of Bill Marriott's big directives is to take care of his employees and then they'll take care of the customers. And all the stuff you hear about him on TV is really, it's pretty factual. It's the way he is. He's walking through a lobby, he'll pick up paper off the floor, take it over the garbage can. And anybody who's worked at Marriott at any time comes out of the experience with a real heavy emphasis on, the answer is yes. Now, what was your question?
So it's all about service.
It is. I mean, so what our company is basically tries to follow that model, which is providing the kind of service that a company wants to provide their customers, I got to know how their, you know, I got to know how their experience is going. I can pretend to know. We like to use a little cartoon out of the New Yorker that it's a fellow looking at two charts on the wall, and you know, one of them says this is what we feel our customers are experiencing, and the other one says what our customers are actually experiencing, and one is a line going up and the other one's a flat line. And that's really what's at the heart of what we do. I mean, we're, you know, you, in its simplest form, we're providing surveys that allow companies to know exactly how their customers and their employees feel in real time. The more subtle part of that is just giving feedback is not the issue. In fact, collecting the surveys is the easy part of what we do. The money that we've invested has all been invested in the back end, in the reporting and the analysis that provides actionable information. You know, everybody has their own MBA speak, and our MBA speak is a pretty simple one. When it all boils down, we're really just helping people to have operational improvements based upon customer involvement. Let's listen to the customers, and let's fix where we're messing up, and let's celebrate where we're doing well. And that's really the heart of what we do.
So let's walk this dog around the block.
Okay.
I'm a service organization, high-end hair salon, and I decide I need to find out how my customer's doing. How would I engage with Mindshare, and how does it work?
Sure. Well, again, pretty simple experience. The first thing is an invitation. Somehow you need to be invited to take a survey.
The customer would be invited.
Sure, the customer's going to be invited to take a survey. The second thing is they take the survey. The third thing is we provide the feedback. And the fourth thing is that our client, the company, the business, takes that feedback and takes an action. You know, let's go through that again. You basically have an invitation to take a survey. You take the survey, you get the reporting and analysis, and then you do something about it. The way the invitations are typically given is depending upon the industry, and we service, you know, 25, 26 industries. The example you gave of a hair salon, it's usually on the bottom of the receipt. So if you were to walk into a hair salon and it's going to say, you know, for $3 off your next haircut, call this 800 number or go to this website, take a survey, and then write a code down on a piece of paper. So that receipt actually becomes a bounce back certificate for you. So you've just gotten your haircut, you're driving away, you pick up your cell phone, you dial the 800 number, you take our 15 to 20 question survey, and then you write down a redemption code, you put the receipt in your wallet, and now you got $3 off next time. So the hair salon wins twice. I mean, they get a bounce back coupon for a very inexpensive rate, and they get the feedback, which is the primary, you know, motivation for what we do, is they're going to get that feedback from you instantaneously. In fact, in some of our industries, let me stick to the plan here. That's the invitation. Then they're going to take the survey. And the two primary means that we use are web and phone. There are lots of others. You know, there are comment. We do comment cards for people. We have customers who have mystery shoppers who input into our system. We have people who have 800 number CSRs, customer reps who are taking 800 number calls and actually inputting them into our system. So there are a lot of different ways to pull the survey data in. But again, the two best ones, in our belief, the two best ones are the phone and the web surveys.
Just efficiency and speed to response for the exec, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, what you really want is you want the real-time nature of the feedback.
I mean, right.
Mystery shopping, let's pick on mystery shopping for a minute. This probably won't make some of my strategic partners who are mystery shoppers happy, but mystery shopping is a very, you know, first of all, you're going to have a college kid come in. Let's say you're a restaurant. College kid usually, not always, but quite often a college kid's going to come in, eat the food, experience the restaurant, pull out a clipboard when he gets out of there, and then check off things, you know. Was the meat cooked to this temperature? Did the person look neat and tidy? And all kinds of, you know, these kind of questions. That actual feedback is going to show up on the desk of the senior executive of that chain of restaurants between 10 days and a month later. Contrast that to one of our experiences. You just ate at a restaurant. Let's say you ate at one of the local guys here, Wingers or Cafe Rio or Rumby Island Grill or Sizzler or Shoney's or, you know, Market Street. These are all customers of ours, just local ones. And you eat your meal and you're walking out. You're in your car driving away. You take the survey. And instantaneously, as soon as you hang up your phone, that information just was sent. Not only is it available all the way up and down the chain of command in the organization structure, but if there was a problem, then an alert was just triggered on the email of the manager of that restaurant. So if you take that all the way to its sort of wildest conclusion, we have customers We have a cable carrier in California who everyone who listens to this would know. They'd come and do installs in your home, and let's say they splay the sheetrock all over their carpet. They give you a work order that says, how was the installation of cable? And down the bottom it says, call Mindshare and tell us how we did. And one of the questions on the automated survey is, did the technician leave the area neat and clean? So you say, absolutely not. On a scale of 1 to 5, you give them like a 1. That sounds off a trigger inside of that company's offices, and they roll a truck back to your house within the hour. So
the action that you're talking about,
yeah,
that's
so being done. You then see what we call an actionable learning environment where, you know, you just finished having a service experience and we're going to roll a truck back. Likewise, we do a lot of the major hotel companies in this country. We do their reservations. We also do their food and beverage, their restaurants. And technically, our product could provide an email which would cause a beeper to go off on your pager. And before that guy's even back to his room, you could call his room and tell him you're sorry the meal went poorly. There's a little bit of Big Brother in that. It's one of those places where the technology is ahead of sort of a person's acceptance of the results. But the keys to all of that then are, you know, immediate speed, real-time nature of the feedback, and then an action that comes from the feedback. And that lets our customers all grow their business. And in a way, it allows them to monitor their employees. You know, one of the benefits of what we do is a remote monitoring, as it were. You know exactly how those employees are performing.
Because your customers are telling you about them.
And you get the behaviors you want. You know, you mentioned hair salons earlier, just while we're in hair salons. Well, one of the big issues for a hair salon chain is to sell more of that retail product, that Paul Mitchell, that Crew stuff that's on the rack up front. That's their high-margin stuff. So how do you get a stylist who's, you know, goal in life is not to sell bottles of shampoo? How do you get that stylist to do that? Well, you can ask, you can cajole, you could, you know, get out a carrot or a stick. We turn on our surveys and instantaneously their retail sales usually double or close to it. And it's really not that big of a rocket science, right? It's
right.
The old saying, that which gets measured gets done. By telling the stylist, look, we are going to give every single one of your customers the opportunity to tell us how you did. And one of the questions we're going to ask is, you know, how was the haircut? How was the shampoo? But we're also going to ask, did your stylist take you up to the retail products and suggest a retail product? Instantaneously, sales of shampoo and salons go up. We pay for ourselves immediately, and most of our customers have paid off the ROI on Mindshare.
In this economy that we're living in too, which is so heavily service now, I mean, it's less about the manufacturing. It is the experiences, the restaurant, the retail experience, wherever it is. Is it deployed as a web service? Do you have branding for a customer? How do you deliver the technology?
Well, the product, you know, we started as not as a web survey. The web surveys came later. We started as they would call us an IVR. The reason we don't like technically being called an IVR is because we don't have an interactive voice response box, as it were. We don't use the old antiquated IVR technology, but that'd be the bucket that people would put us onto.
Under.
So what we use is voice XML, very cutting edge stuff. Our guys have built the coolest stuff in the country, personally. I mean, you know, we're not MIT labs, but really phenomenal. Our product, very, very scalable, easy to use. I mean, I'm the clueless president, chairman of this company, and I can set up an account. I can change a question. Simple example, we had one of our customers call us, I guess it's probably been 3 years now, maybe 4 years. It was a large fast food service company. They wanted to have a survey changed. And what they'd done is they'd totally forgotten that they told all their vendors but us that they were going to change the organization of their company. They were going to go from 8 divisions or regions to 9. Well, I mean, that's a big deal. If you have a traditional IVR survey, you're trying to, you know, you've got to go hard code, unhard code the database, re-hard code. Okay, so what we did is we told them it was Christmas Eve, I think it was. They said, look, this other guy, our other vendor can't get it done. Can you get it done? And we said, we'll have it done, you know, in 4 days. And then we hung up the phone, we did it in 20 minutes, and everybody went home for Christmas vacation. I mean, literally, it took us 20 minutes to take 8 regions and make it 9 and that's how easy our product. I mean, our guys have just built this incredible, flexible, agile technology that allows us to have business people make the changes. And that's really the key, is I don't have to pay a whole lot of telephone engineers. I don't have a whole lot of sort of behind-the-scenes guys. Our developers, who are phenomenal, led by my partner John Sperry and Kurt Williams, the product they've built is we can hire somebody on here as an account manager, and 2 days later they've got the product ready to roll, and they get it.
What do you want to tell people to learn more about Mindshare? I assume your website?
Sure. Come to our website. It's mshare, mshare.net. One of the things that, in terms of a sort of self-introspection, something that I'd invite one of our, if anybody's listening in that runs the service industry shops, is to give some thought to this following question. And it's one of the ones that we ask when we make sales pitches. We ask, if I want a truly great experience in your store or your restaurant or your, you know, whatever, your rental car company, your hotel, if I want a truly great experience, who should I ask for? And what's really fun is to watch people, they'll write down, you can see them writing on a little corner of a piece of paper, they're going to write down the name of Judy or Bob or Tom, or they'll write down a title, you should ask for the manager. Well, the answer to that question is you should be able to ask for anyone. And so that's what we provide. We provide operational improvement through the involvement of your customers, real time, immediate. Again, we're probably in 26, 27 industries now. We do all of the major, we do the largest rental car company, we do the largest hotel company, we do the largest banks in the country, we do call center surveys, we do post-service experience in a restaurant, and so forth. And what's really fun for us is that since we're an ASP, you know, we're a hosted model, the software evolves. You know, we do 3 releases a year, and so you may get the benefit of Hertz's a great idea, and Hertz will get maybe the benefit of Capital One's great idea, and Capital One might get the benefit of Papa Murphy's great idea, and so forth. So there's this cross-pollination across all of best practices across all of our customer bases. And again, that involves both customer surveys and employee satisfaction surveys, so that you can look at both halves of the equation.
Thanks, Richard. It's been great to learn a little bit more about Mindshare, and I agree. I think service economy today, we need this kind of measure, and I like that question, who should I ask for? Because I have had that experience where certain people are just so much better, you know, touching the customer experience, and if you can measure it and respond on it, that's great.
Well, we all have service experiences every day. I mean, that's what's happening to us all day long. So our hope is that we can add some value to companies as they, you know, try to improve that service experience. Thanks for your time, Brett.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.